Hello and welcome back to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester, spiritual success coach, embodiment teacher, and a woman who is incredibly passionate about helping you rediscover, remember, and connect to your divinity. And the way that I do that is not only through what I teach with my words, but where I guide you back home into your body. So this session is a special one, and I know they're all special in their own unique ways, but this one in particular is a live pop-up session that I held and hosted on Zoom. So the Zoom was like the full experience, but there is a replay down below so that you can get the full experience with the embodiment lesson at the end. And you don't want to skip that part, because the embodiment piece is what takes it from affirmation, from a thought, from an intellectual experience into an embodied who you are, state of being, muscle memory, reality. And that's where real shifts take place. So I want to invite you to see that link below to get the full experience. But for now, you can listen in here. If you're like me, you listen to a podcast while you're on a walk, you listen to a podcast while you're on the road, and that's not the time to go through the full experience. So when we begin this session, when I press play on it, you're going to hear me in a process and we're already eyes closed. So just so that you know, when it starts off, our eyes are closed and I'm asking you to connect with what already feels full in your life, what already feels rich, what already feels abundant. And before we go into that and I press play, I want to give you some context on this session. The message was coming up and I wanted to share, but I thought I really want this to be an experience. And if you're not already a part of my email community, the link is below. It's absolutely free. The people in my community get these pop-ups. You get these exclusive things. Like I just did a full moon meditation the other day. I did something around business and really elevating your standards probably about 6 weeks ago to 2 months ago. You know, then I was in Bali for a few weeks, so that kind of pause. But then we just did this yesterday. So it's really cool to be a part of that. It's absolutely free. And they're really coming through in an inspired time when the message is moving through me. And this particular conversation feels like a conversation that I haven't had in this particular way before. And I share this in the session, but going to Bali really changed me. It just kind of smoothed out and helped fertilize the soil of my own soul and allow these messages to come through in a new way, in this new year, in this new spring energy. And it's so rich in love and softness, but there's a potency in that. And in this renewal, revival, spring energy, and the message that's coming through and where I'm being called to serve and how I'm inviting five women into one of the most intimate, semi-private coaching containers that I've ever led. And when I say semi-private versus group, it's because it is partially private. There's time for just you and I. And I don't want you to ever forget the power in that time, because there's a safety that comes in that private work where you might feel like it's time that you can let something come up that has never come up before. That in that being held in that safe space, there's a space for emergence, for a breakthrough, for that blind under the rug kind of wound or situation or energy to come up and to be reconciled, to be loved, to be dealt with and also integrated, which is when it becomes our power. But then there's this group aspect, and it's not just group sessions on Zoom. There are Voxer days and there are also Zoom sessions. So there's something every Tuesday for 3 months. We're either having our group session where we get together and there will be embodiment practices, but there's also going to be this very faith-forward, spiritual, embodied coaching, transformation coaching. It's not an intellectual experience alone. We're moving towards true transformation, but here's the situation. It's from divine love. It's rooting into divine love. And we're going to talk more of that in the 3 month session. But the person that this is for, you feel it in your body. You're done trying to transform it through harshness, through not enoughness, through comparison, from trying to be part of the cool kids club. You are ready to transform from the fullness, from a nourished place. You're ready to tap into this because this energy will move you through everything. It will uproot what is not in divine love. It is potent. It is powerful. It is revolutionary. And I'll tell you, it's changed my life again and again and again. But back to this. Monthly, you'll have your one-on-one with me, and then we'll unpack the things. We'll go deep together. And every other week, we're either having our Zoom session or a Voxer day. The thing I really love about Voxer day is, and this is different than in any other space you've been in, because I hold certain kinds of space. I hold a very specific space. And even right here, right now, the way that I hold space has changed even in the last 6 months to a year. So in this Voxer, it's where we're really connecting as women. There's transformational, there's refinement. I'm going to hold you to a high place, but I'm not holding you to a high standard because of some external situation. I'm holding you to the standard because you're a child of God and you are worthy of all things that you are called to do. And it is going to just be, oh, so good. So the thing that really makes this exciting is because we go March 11th, we go for 3 months. It is going to be beautiful. And it is going to be just that beautiful spring, renewal, revival. We'll see what is born through each and every one of us. But the seeds of your soul will absolutely be fertilized by this divine love. And you will be rooted more than ever. A lot can happen in 3 months. And a lot can be planted in 3 months. So I invite you to join. Now, here's what makes this even more special is the price point. I did something like this 2 years ago with three people, and I believe it was $9,000. And yes, it was a bit more intimate. And we had Voxer all the time, and that was $9,000. But this is just $3,000. And don't ask me why. It's just this price point just felt like a sweet, sweet offering. It felt like this is just sweet. This just feels right. And I'm following the feeling. I'm going with it. So if you're one of those people and you're called to this, I don't have this planned for the future. This is just the here and now. Join us. Don't delay. Jump in. If you need help with the payment, there's an option to do PayPal pay later. You can reach out if you have any questions on that. But this is going to be an intimate experience. We'll all be transformed by this. And it's not just for you. Your entire family, everyone's going to feel it because it's that kind of depth and breadth of work. So on that note, I want you to enjoy this experience. And don't forget, you're starting in on a part where our eyes are closed and I'm asking you to tune into something. So just go with that. You'll hear when I tell everyone to open their eyes and then we'll drop into the session. The session will cut off. I stop it before we move into the embodiment practice at the end. And for a limited time, you can watch that full experience on YouTube using the link below. But I want to make sure there's a part of this experience that lives here on the podcast for you. For any of you that need this medicine, you need this reminder, you need this nourishment to turn towards your divinity. All right, enjoy this experience. And don't forget to join the exclusive free email community below to get your specific invite and full replay next time, right as it's happening. Something that you have that feels really full in your life. Maybe there's something else that feels like it's not present, but there's something that you have that's been really full for you. And that's part of your abundance. It's part of your magic. It's part of what you have to offer. So tuning into that, feeling so grateful that you have it to give, to offer, to sprinkle into the space energetically. And then come back and then type it in the chat. What do you feel full with? What do you have that you can bring forward into this space and just sprinkle it in? I want you to know that this stuff is very real. Like this idea of I'm bringing this forward is a very real thing. And as we call it forth and say, what do I have? What is really full in my life? Maybe there's something that feels like it's lacking. Maybe there's something that feels like, oh, I can't quite get that. And maybe that's why you're here. But there's something else that you're very full with
that is overflowing in your life, that is beautiful in your life. And I want to invite you to just remember that so that you can bring it forward and share it not only here, but also with the world. So I'll take a moment just to review what's being dropped here because I love this so much. Wisdom, knowledge, and experience. Today I have ease and gentleness to share. I love it. Love and patience. Hello, Avani. I'm glad you made it. I saw your email. So this experience that I'm bringing forth is just a, you know, it's something that was coming forward for me. And I thought, should I do a live? But I didn't think that live was really it. And then I thought, should I do it on the podcast? But I really wanted it to be an experience. So I hope that you get that from today. What I want us to do is to tap into a question. And this question is really going to point you in the right direction for this idea of turning towards your divinity. And the question is this: what is your relationship to a higher power? You could also word that as, what is my relationship to God? It's fair that some people have like feelings about saying that, or it doesn't resonate. I know that was me in the past, so that's okay too. Maybe it's the universe for you. No one else can tell you what your relationship to the divine is. That's a you and it kind of relationship and communication. But I ask you so that you can get to know, what is your relationship with this higher power? And this is not a question that will be answered in its fullness on this session. This may be something that you bring into reflection and continue to work with, because it's going to help you paint a picture for what this conversation is about, to really catch the wisdom and the power that's going to be in what I'm teaching today. So sit with it and ask yourself. Let me backtrack this, because this turn towards your divinity conversation is really important, because I feel like it's for the people that are creating leaders. I have a lot of entrepreneurs in my world. I have a lot of people that want to create something, whether it's a book, an event, they want their business to start making money. There's women in my world that low key just follow me because they're in relationships like I used to be in. And they're like, how do I get out of this? There's all kinds of women in my world. There's all kinds of humans that are going to find their way to this. But what I want to bring forward to you today is this idea of turning towards your divinity, towards this higher power, for the support, the replenishment, the strategy, for the miracles that you need. Because in the realm of personal development right now, there's so much of what I call depending on your own power. And it is draining. It is not going to take you to where you want to go. And beyond that, it's not going to help you live in the fullness of what is the divine plan for you, God's plan for you. And when you're in that plan, you will be moved into action. You don't have to force. You don't have to sit in front of your computer and think, damn, I have to do this and I don't want to do it, and drink 50 coffees to do it. You won't have to do that. I promise you. You will be guided and moved into action, and it will feel like life force is flowing through you. But first, we have to surrender to it. So I've asked you that question, and that question is something I'll just invite you to stay with. But what I want you to check in with before we even go further and go into the embodiment practices and everything, do you get a sense that you've been depending on your own power a little bit too much? Like your own strength, your own know-how. These things are important. Your own way of getting from A to B. Maybe it's your 2024 goals. Maybe it's something that you have going on with your health or your business or even in a relationship. Do you sense, like you'll feel it in your body when you ask that question? We get to have this relationship with our body where we ask a question and feel whether we're like, oh, yes, I've been depending and it's tiring and I'm over it. Or like, actually, I've been surrendered and trusting and things have just been flowing for me. So we want to get to know that. And again, this is something that you continue to ask, continue to be with. So before we go any further, we're going to drop in and we're just going to start working with your body a little bit to get it open, to get it into this beautiful space of open communication with you. So join me sitting up, letting go of any distractions. Like if you're here and if this is some place that you really want it to be, I ask you to be fully present, not for me, but for yourself. So putting down anything, making space for this. Sitting up straight as if you're like, yes, I'm here. I'm going to receive. I want to know what's here beneath the surface for me. I'm willing to get my breakthrough. I've come to get my breakthrough. I want to see why I've been guided into the session. And when you find that position, begin to take some deep breaths in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. And just give your body permission to let go of anything you've been kind of hanging on to, anything that might be weighing on you, anything that you may be trying to figure out with your own knowing, anything that may be just kind of sitting in the shelf of your mind, weighing on your heart. Take some deep breaths in through the nose and then let it out through the mouth. And I invite you, if you haven't already, to let out kind of a sigh, like those sighs. Let it be natural for where you're at, but we don't have to keep it all together here. We don't have to keep it all quiet and keep it all in shape and in form. This is a place of unraveling, of letting go, of exhaling deeply so that you have the space so that you can be fortified to walk forward in bigger faith. So if there's anything at all, if you notice it in any part of your body, take a deep inhale and let it go. Making yourself available for what's really here for you. Making yourself available for what is just right at the surface. It's trying to get your attention. It's trying to be clear. It's trying to be in a space where you can hear it, understand it, allow it to come through. But sometimes we have so much on our mind, so much on our heart, so many actions we're taking that there's just not space. So one more deep, deep breath. And let it go. And then from this place, I want you to just take a moment to get into an inward conversation with yourself, an inward moment of prayer. Are you willing to be clear? Are you willing to be clear? Are you willing to walk by faith? And if you are, and even if you're like, I want to be, have an inward conversation, an inward prayer with yourself. And if it feels true to that higher power, to spirit, declaring and decreeing your willingness. And now we call upon this infinite spirit, this holy energy, this grace. We ask that it floods each and every one of our hearts, that this God power moves through me as I share this message, that it moves through your hands as you are called to take notes, that it moves through your ears to help you hear differently. And that it moves through your body to help you recognize when you are being moved into action so that you may obey and move forward in a way that supports you, all of your lineage, and all of life. So we collectively agree to this. We say yes to this. And we get ready to begin. And so it is. Amen. So when you're ready, come on back. I apologize if you heard the dog barking. We're fostering a dog right now, and we're just getting used to her. So she's in the room with my daughter, but she started barking at something. I don't know. But you know, as I always say, the distractions in these times and spaces let us test our ability to listen and to let go of a distraction. Life is full of distractions. If you want to be distraction free, to feel your faith or to live on purpose or do any of those things, you're going to have a hard time doing it because life is filled with it. What inspired this conversation? I want to take you back a little bit. Right before I led my Bali retreat, I was reflecting on this idea of gentle transformation because I had made some changes to the retreat that I wanted it to feel more gentle. And when I say gentle, just letting go of any old ideas from 4 or 5 years ago when I did the retreats where there were women in my world, and maybe I was that maybe 8 years ago, that I wanted to have like the now, the breakthrough. What I wanted it to feel like intense in a way. And you see that that's all over the internet, and it's not necessarily bad. It's just there's one, that's a path that you can go, and it can be like rip the Band-Aid off and crack something open and feel like a smack in the face. Like there's that. And there's a gentle way. There's a loving way. There's that too, but some people aren't as attracted to that. So I was reflecting on this in my own space before I went to the retreat. And I just felt like, okay, will this be enough? The gentleness. Are my clients, my people in my community ready for this gentleness? And the conversation that I had with my own body and with spirit is yes. Because a lot of women are tired. We don't need a spiritual practice that is going to make us feel like we have to pick ourselves back up for weeks after it, or our mental health is off, our biochemistry is knocked out of whack. We don't need something that makes us feel like we're not doing enough, that we're not enough. That isn't going to serve us. But there may have been times in our life where it has served us. Have any of you felt that, where it's like you had a conversation or you were a part of something and that kind of pushed you into action? I know that it has for me. But this idea of gentle medicine, and then I led the retreat, and the retreat was so beautiful. Some of you were there, and it was so gentle, and there was something that was present there that changed me, even as the facilitator. And when I came home and continued to just do my own work and my own practices, it was still a reflection, and it continued to change me. And that's this idea that we can have this radical transformation, these things that will shift us forever, this remembrance and new memories in our body, new muscle memories, literally, that are uplifting, life-giving. Not that we have to jump and force and jump around to feel a thing or drink 2 cups of coffee to feel a thing, but like literally we can be in our softness and feel the thing. And as I continue to be with that, I was like, this is where I want to play right now. Not only is this where I want to play, I feel like this is where a lot of us are being guided for the well-being of all. And I see some heads nodding because some of you are feeling it too, because you're likely getting that call. You're getting that intuitive hit that there's something there. So we know that this idea of just because you should and because you know better, that you should do better, isn't it. I'll tell you that because I have women that come to me all the time that are in unhealthy relationships, emotionally abusive, physically abusive even, and they know they should leave, but they don't. So telling themselves they should leave, telling themselves that they need to get out, isn't doing it. There's people that are like, I know I shouldn't eat this food anymore. I know I shouldn't eat this many foods like this anymore because I feel like crap. But that ain't doing it. That's not changing it. There's people that are financially struggling and been struggling, but then they're like, I'm not selling anything to my people. I'm afraid to sell. They know they should. Some of them have even taken courses on it, but them telling themselves they should do it and they should know better and they should know how, they should know it by now, is not enough. Do you all agree? Have you seen that in your own life or maybe with clients or with people you love? Because telling yourself you should do something and forcing yourself to do something is not enough. And at least it's not enough to sustain. But what I have found, and we all have one of those things, by the way. So if one of those rang true, you don't have to be like, oh my, that's me. We all have those things because we're all growing. Anyone that's in the path of self-development, growth and evolution, we are those kind of people that we're watching. We're paying attention. We're looking at what have I inherited and how can I set myself free from this? What do I want to pass on to my children? How do I want to feel in my body? Like, we're the kind of people that ask those questions. But what if it wasn't us that was asking those questions? And what if it was the divine asking those questions through us. What if you were the one that was made to unlock a thing, to break through a thing, that you were made for that? And that's why you've been summoned. You're receiving the impulses to look at different things, to buy a book, to buy a course, to be at this class. Because when we start recognizing, maybe it's not all me doing that. Maybe it's something moving through me. To me, that's a different energy, because then it's not all on me anymore. When in different periods where I've had a radical transformation in my life, it wasn't because I was necessarily trying the hardest. It actually was because I was in a deep state of trust, in a deep state of surrender to my divinity. And the divinity is really the God within. Your divine identity is not the you that lives at that zip code, that makes that amount of money, that so-and-so said that about you. That's not you. That's a part of you. That's a glimpse. That's like picked up information, and that's like pieced into what you believe is you. But there's a divine identity. There's a you that is coded with everything that you're meant to be in your fullness in this lifetime. That divine blueprint. Seeds of potential. And we have to set the right conditions. And I really believe that one of those right conditions is unconditional love. Every time I've changed something, like really changed something, whether it was leaving abusive relationships, letting go of addiction, even letting go of silly addictions like drinking coffee every morning and switching to matcha for the last week because I feel better energy. Not saying I'm doing it forever, but I was called to do it for a week, so I had to obey. And now I'm doing it another week, so I'm like, I actually like how it feels. That was from love. That was like, can I love myself so much that I'm willing to just see if this feels better? Even if I wake up every morning and see the coffee and think, that's what I really want, let me have an experiment. Can I love myself so much that I'm willing to believe that I deserve fill in the blank and move forward, even if it's uncomfortable? Am I willing to do it? So many things can be changed through this unconditional love. And unconditional love, where does it even come from? For some of us, we weren't even taught how to be really loved and safe with our families, in our family of origin, at home. We didn't know how to feel that. But where does it come from then? God. If you're not comfortable with the word God, maybe it's the universe for you. That's a you conversation. But for me, I'm going to use the word God here. This infinite well comes from a place that I didn't know how to access. I didn't know where. But when I allowed myself the ability to just be with it, to look for it, to ask it to guide me in my life, to be led by it, I was led to things that blew my mind, to a me that I didn't even know existed. But I had to surrender. And here's what I want you to know about surrender. Surrender is not giving up. Please do not use surrender as a means to settle in your life. People will be like, well, I'm in this relationship, or I have this way and it's God's plan for me. I'm just going to surrender. It's God's plan. God's plan doesn't want you to stay stuck in suffering. There might be an initiation. There might be some challenges. There's going to be times where you have to really be purified, that there's going to be things that are stripped from you, that you're going to be called to meet yourself more deeply. And that's part of it. But being stuck and settling and just giving up is not what surrender is. Surrender is giving it over. Surrender is, I give this over to you. I know that I'm called to live a big life. I know that I'm called to fill in the blank. A lot of you are entrepreneurs. A lot of you are healers. A lot of you are medicine women. A lot of you feel like you have a call to be on stages. A lot of you feel like you're meant to create a product or a business. If you have that, you've been chosen. And you have to know, I was made for this. That's one of the things I had in my bathroom mirror. Back before I even knew how any of this would go down, how anyone would ever become a client of mine, how any of this was going to get off the ground, I just had to believe I was made for this. If I receive that insight, and if I have the vision, then I have been selected. am I willing to then turn towards my divinity and understand that that will guide me? It will show me. It will work on my behalf. But it's easy, especially in this day and age with like everything is just bombarding you all the time, especially when we're all in these things, that you can get caught up and distracted. And I believe that there's really two ways to live, in devotion or in distraction. And I've lived in both. But our work is to come back into devotion, turn towards our divinity, and notice, are you depending on it? When you're depending on it, you don't have to force. When you're depending on it, you will be moved. When you're depending on it, there's a way that a thing is going to work out that you have no idea, that you cannot imagine. But are you expecting that your divinity wants you to truly win? So I want you to explore this. Have your methods, your approaches, have they felt like you've had to force yourself to do things? Now, it doesn't mean that you might not have to do a little nudge of like, all right, let's go. I'm going to do this. That's different than force. Forcing and pushing feels like you're pushing yourself up a hill. You're pushing a heavy boulder up a hill. You're going down a path you shouldn't probably even go on in that direction with that intention. There's something that might be off. That's a sign. It's a sign in your body. Like, let's listen here. When we turn towards our divinity and we ask, we might be guided to do a thing in a way that we don't want to do it, because we have our plan. But the reality is that God's plan for you is always going to be greater than the plan that you have, because you have a limited knowing. So is there something in your life that you've been forcing, white knuckling, that you've been even maybe giving yourself shame, tearing yourself down, doubting your gifts, doubting your purpose, because it didn't go the way you wanted it to go? If there's anywhere in your life right now, maybe you just close your eyes and tune into that, because shame, guilt, regret, all of these things hold us down. If there's anywhere where you have denied your purpose, your gifts, your power, your potential, your divinity, because something on your plan didn't go as you planned, I invite you to make a note and go and forgive yourself for that. Because that was just feedback. It was just feedback. So let's come back. And I want to ask, how many of you feel like you have been depending on spirit to strategize for you? That you've been depending on spirit to guide you, and that you ask a question, you ask for support, you pray, and then you obey? What do you rate yourself on a scale? This is between you and that power. If it was a 1 to 10, like 10, I'm doing it, I'm living it, I'm praying, I'm obeying, I'm asking, then I'm going into action. Or a 1 of like, I feel stuck, and that's okay too. This isn't to judge. This is more so like for me to touch base with you, so I know the conversation you need, so I know how I can speak to you. Okay, 6'10", which is more than in the past. Beautiful. Anyone else feel called to share? 5, depends on the area of my life. Okay, great awareness. Avani says 7 these days. Beautiful. Hi, Mackenzie, 7. So this is just like, this is just looking where we're at, and it's all about us. This is all about you. The only reason I'm asking is so that I know what to speak on here. Does anyone have an area of life? For Kelly said, depends on area of life. Does anyone else feel like that? Where some areas it feels easier, or some areas feel like more go-to? Like, oh, I'm going to ask for help over here, but over there, I'll figure that out. I don't want the answer. I don't want the answer of over there. I have been a two lately. Okay, forgotten my relationship, but this is helping me remember. Beautiful. Okay, so this is what I intended for this space to be, a space of remembrance. So let's just talk about this for a moment. Part of it is having the moments to come back into communication. You know, if you haven't seen a friend for a while, or even maybe someone you're dating and they've gone away for, let's say, 6 weeks or something. They're traveling out of country for work. And then they come back. And even though you're so excited to see them, there's like a little awkwardness to it. Like, oh, we have to click back into place. Like re-meeting. Maybe it's even, people that you're in a mastermind with. You just haven't seen them for a while. There's that feeling. Y'all know that feeling? Coming back to God can feel like that. And maybe you've never felt the connection to the divine. That's okay. I was that. But I'll tell you that we can click back in just through our willingness to. And Sierra says, yeah, I feel that with my family sometimes, right? We feel like that because it feels like there's distance and we have these stories and we're like, oh, it's almost like finding that safety again. Right? That's normal. It's natural. When it comes to turning towards our divinity, that can also be the case. And then I know in my case, it was layers of understanding what my divinity meant. It's changed form over the years. And then there's parts of me that felt like, I don't know, do I believe that? And then I get caught up in the realm of manifestation and I'm like, yeah, but it's on me. But manifestation consciousness is not the highest form of consciousness. I know it's sexy and it sells and it works, but there's a higher form of consciousness. And actually, I learned this from Michael Beckwith, but I've learned originally, but then I've learned it in my own life by trying to manifest everything, by trying to be in control of everything. And it just doesn't work because there's a higher unfolding. So then I see when I have my goals, and then there's like, oh, no, that's small. We need to break that down a little bit because there's something else that's bigger, more fulfilling that you're meant to do. And when you do it, you're going to know because of how it feels in your body. So we are coming back for a moment of remembering. And I love this. Kelly says, I love that moment when I remember I believe in God. I have the higher power holding and guiding me. Yes, such a beautiful feeling. So in this turning to our divinity, we get to reconcile, like, first, what kind of relationship do I want to have with my divinity? Is it something that, yes, I just believe in and here and there, I'm here and I can ask a question or here and there. Maybe when times get really tough, I'll say, guide me. Fine, I believe. Or do we want to have a relationship where we're truly giving over our life, our purpose, our gifts, and just say, you know what? Have your way with me. Guide me. To me, that just feels good. It feels like I don't have to do it alone anymore. I don't have to figure all this thing out. And for some people, you might be like, well, I don't know. I'm not quite there. And I want to remind you, that's okay. That's okay. I wasn't always here. Now I'm just here as a bridge and a reminder because I needed a bridge and reminder. I didn't live this way for most of my life. But here's the thing that I've learned about my relationship with the divine, and then I've seen it in other people as I've worked with so many people over the years, is that as you become willing to be in relationship, the relationship is there. It's our willingness. It's our willingness. So you get to reconcile, like, what is my relationship and what's the relationship I'm looking for? Do I want to surrender? Do I want to ask for that guidance? And this is something I was sharing at the Bali retreat that I was leading, is that is a very feminine thing of, I'm willing to be led by you, spirit. I used to always say that spirit was my strategist. And then I started feeling like, well, that was a little weird after I said it for a couple of years. And then I would go into very business oriented places where they're like, yeah, but didn't you hire someone to help you do that? No, like spirit was my strategist. I was guided. I had dreams. I woke up like I was guided. I would find the person. I would do the thing. As wild as the journey was, I was guided and I obeyed. Not much of it made sense. But spirit is strategic. Spirit knows how to make that money to pay your bills. Spirit knows how to make the money to take you on that vacation even and to overflow and to make the investments that you want. Spirit knows. But if you think you know, and your knowing is it alone, and you fight for your knowing only, you edge out the knowing of the infinite. So allowing yourself to be led does require safety. Like think about, for so many women that you've probably heard this, and you as many females here, you have felt this in your life, where it's like, I don't feel safe to be led by that man. He seems insecure. He's not making wise decisions. He's not grounded in himself. He's not leading me. When I was younger, I was led by those kind of men all the time. I was following them everywhere because I learned many lessons about that. But that's a whole other conversation. What I want to say now is learning to understand that safety in the body and being led by spirit is a really profound experience. And it requires trust. And that trust requires safety because here's why: our bodies can freak out. Your body can say, yeah, but this thing's happening and I need it to happen by this date. And how's it going to happen? And da 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 da. But when you're following that noise, you're not making space to be led. And when the body is contracted by that, you can't turn towards your divinity because you're actually caught in scarcity and fear and survival. So our body has such a big, it's a big part of this relationship of being led by the divine and obeying and being obedient, because you have to have the discernment of, is that some regurgitated thing that I've already been doing, or am I really being led into new territory? And it's okay if you kind of wobble there, because that's how you build discernment. Where nobody here is perfect with that, but we develop it over time and we get better at it by cultivating this deep relationship with body. And the body feels safe with us when we are willing to love. Doing this like, oh, my body's this way and never get it right, and I'm this and I'm that, and I better do this because she's making more money, and I better do that because she's skinnier, I better do this because I told myself I would. That energy makes the body want to freeze. Our nervous system freezes. But when we're willing to love, even if you've been so harsh because you grew up in a harsh home, even if you've been so harsh because that's how love looked, it looked like harsh comments to push your ass into gear. If that was how it was, give yourself grace. But know that the way out of this is through turning towards unconditional love. When you really love yourself, but not only love yourself, you give yourself over to this divine force. You turn all the way towards divinity and say, I'm giving myself over to you. Guide me. Help me know. Help me see. Help me remember. I'm fully available. I'm fully willing. There's something that will move you. You start making choices and it starts becoming easier. You're doing it out of love. You're not doing it out of hate and harshness. You're not doing it out of not enoughness. Do you understand the distinction? How many of you felt like there's been a harsh undertone to some of the moves you've been trying to make in your business or even in your relationships? Drop a something in the chat just so everyone can see. Like, this is common. How do I know this? Because I've done it. We get to teach the things that we've gotten just, you know, over the hump of. But I'll tell you that I've remembered and forgotten. This is a lifetime thing, or I don't know that it's lifetime, but it's been a part of my lifetime up until now. And what I want you to know is that this is a collective thing that's happening. Click on any post that's meant to be positive about someone's body. The people are so mean. I'm like, are you what? This is where we're at. This is where we're at. The thing that's interesting about TikTok or Instagram that can serve as a like checkpoint of where is humanity right now is people just say the craziest things. And that's the unconscious collective thoughts that are just here and available for us to pick up on. So we have to be very clear of what am I here for? So I asked you in the beginning, what are you here to bring? This is a very intentional living and then continuing when something comes through and there's a harshness. We weren't born harsh. We picked it up. So just as we've learned it, we can unlearn it, but it doesn't unlearn because we're now 40 or 50, or now because we've graduated something, or now we have that new spiritual coaching certification. That ain't it. It's deeper than that. We have to be willing to really turn towards our divinity again and again and again and again. And so this is my invitation for you. How willing are you to turn all the way towards your divinity? And that's just it's a conversation you have between you and your heart and your spirit. So this is what I want to present to you, is that there's peace. Literally a deep exhale of knowing you don't have to depend on your own power. But here's what you have to do. You must be obedient. And this is where people get caught up. I work with so many women and I love them so much. This is where we get caught up because we'll get crystal clear guidance, but we're like, first I'll try this, then maybe that. First, I will try to focus on this and then I'll do that. I have a friend and I love her so much. And she's like, God is telling me, I know God is just guiding me and I know it. And then she'll like share something that she did. And I'm like, wait, I thought you were done. I thought you were taking the guidance. She's like, I know, but this is it because we're human. And we want to move on what we can see. And then we have these animals, these bodies, these divine, creations that are here for us. They're signaling to us. And here's what I want you to know about the signaling. Your body was not created to feel heavy, numb, dull, depressed. And if you are, that's just the feedback. You weren't created to be in situations and relationships where you don't feel seen, valued for long term. You might find yourself in one, and that's part of your path. You were meant to express and to live in your one of a kind purpose. So if you don't feel fulfilled in your work right now, if you don't feel like you're living in your gifts right now, if you feel like you've had a business for years and you aren't doing anything about it, that's something. There's a lot of women in my world like that. That's all feedback. But here's the thing. When are you willing to be obedient? Because that's the bridge. And obedience might be doing something that doesn't make any damn sense. Or it does not align with your ego's preferences. And that's something that you have to be willing to walk through. How many of you feel like you have something kind of brewing that you've been nudged, but you haven't been obedient yet? How many of you feel like there's something? Because here's the thing, spirit's talking to us all damn day. It's all day. It's 24/7. So we want to first get to know, like, okay, thank you. You've been talking to me and I hear you. Let's be mindful of the circling around stuck, which is a lot of women do that. They're like, I don't know. If only I had that one course, then I would know how. If only I could hire the OBM, even though I have no clients right now, then I would have a business that works. If only I could do this thing that costs us money that I don't have, then I would have it. That's not true. Often it's something so simple that can just shift everything, but we have to be willing to be obedient. And through our love, through our unconditional love, we can be fortified, nourished, and guided. So let's talk about this unconditional love for a moment. Yes. So Sony says, I have a hard time. Hold on. Okay. Sometimes I have a hard time discerning if it's spirit's voice or if it's something in my mind is coming up with. But here's the only way that you're going to know. You can sit with it, and this is something I do. Make it crystal clear and undeniable for me. But still, I'll wait for that. And then sometimes you just have to do a thing before you know if it's clear. Like, I could sit on this class and be like, oh, if I did this and I pushed out until the middle of the month, then more people would show up, and then I'd probably get more people on my email list. But then there's this feeling of like, do it now. Someone needs a message now. It will reach the people it needs now, and follow that. So, Sony, if it's something you've been sitting with for a while, then I would say ask for crystal clear guidance and then say, make a move, because then in that you learn your discernment. Our discernment is not learned by just sitting in meditation all day. Our discernment is learned through the actual embodiment and implementation, because then we can feel that subtle texture of this was right or this was almost right. There's subtleties. And here's that thing is spirit is subtle sometimes. So we have to understand that. So we're going to move into a little embodiment practice here, really inviting this relationship to deepen. But here's what I want to share with you, and I want you to leave with, and it can infuse the session that we're about to have together. What if you could transform through this divine love, this unconditional love? What if you've been trying to source your transformation from the wrong well? And it was probably infused, inspired through spirit. Like, of course, you're being called to break something up in your lineage. You're being called to set a new standard. You're being called to lead, to create, to do something big. And big doesn't mean like you're meant to be this person with a billion followers. Big is like you're doing the fullness of you. That's big. It's big. But what if you've been trying to source it from the wrong place, from a place of, I'm not enough? When will I be enough? When will I be like such and such? I'm inviting you to turn the other direction. And the other direction is this. I want to source my transformation from so much love and devotion and absolute willingness to live out in my potential in this lifetime. It's going to be bumpy. It's not going to be as perfect as I want. My ego might not like all of it. There's going to be emotional risk, like showing up when you're feeling scared. There's going to be financial risk, doing stuff that maybe you never thought you would do with your money. There's going to be physical risk it might feel like, because your body's like, I feel like I'm shaky and I'm about to walk out on the stage. But you're going to be sourcing it from a bigger place. And when you're sourcing it from a bigger place, I want you to know this, that it will move you. It's like a loving hand, like, get yourself out there. That's right where you belong. You got to go. This is where you belong. You're made to be here. And I have chills on my whole body when I say that, because it's literally how it is. And now you have to understand that we as humans are wired to belong. So some of this bumps up against our belonging because we want to just follow what everyone else is doing. We want to be like everyone else. We see something else is working and it's like, well, how can I do that thing that's working? You have something that's meant to work in a way that's never worked through anyone before. But you have to give it over to this divine love and ask that it fuels you, reveals to you, guides you, sustains you, strategizes for you, and that you continue to turn to it. And when you rest in that, you will be guided to do things and people will be guided towards you that don't make sense. It's a softer manifestation than you having to click and check 50 boxes. But yet the interesting thing is you live in that magnetic state because you're sourced by love. And every time you feel a judgment, a harshness, a not enoughness, a comparison, a fear of something, where do you go? You turn back. You turn towards and you ask that it guides you. Everyone here, number one, I'm curious, why did you come here? Is it something with your personal life? Is it something with your job or not job, your professional life, your business? What was the impetus? Like, what was the thing that brought you here? If you could be honest, I'm just curious. There's no right or wrong. I find like our business stuff is such a return to God. kind of place. And it can be, it really can be, because the interesting thing is God wants us to create these businesses that are sourced this way. Okay, so a lot of business. A will for it to be different and enjoyable. Amazing. And Sierra, I'm excited to hop on Voxer with you after this, by the way, to unpack. Big life change in health, business. Okay. So isn't this interesting how business just brings us back to God? When apparently today and always. So let's talk about this for a second, because this brings us to the purpose. And I know that we have a short time together, but I want to bring it here. I have built a business that was making just short of $600,000 a year, and it was easy. Honestly, it was easy, but at the same time, there was a part of me that felt like I was missing something. And even though I had all this money, I was like, I can only eat another $300 dinner with my daughter. I can only, like, I've already done it. We've already eaten at all the fancy places in Beverly Hills. Like, I was bored of it. I know that sounds kind of funny, but I want to tell you, I'm just being honest with you. I felt bored. I felt empty. There was something that was off. That doesn't mean the money's not great. I love making money. I love the freedom of just saying, let's go on this vacation next week and taking my niece with me and doing all these things. But I had forgotten the source, because I'd gotten caught up with so much of the online stuff that I'd forgotten what really created my business to begin with. My business wasn't created because I had saw someone else doing something and said, I want to do that. My business was created because I was guided to help people, help women specifically. And when I forget, I miss the fulfillment. It doesn't mean there was no fulfillment there, but there was something that was off for me to scale that and keep going. There was something that was just off. And I had to come back to remember and be sourced from that place. Because when I'm sourced from that place, I'll tell you, it feels different in my body. I don't have to force. I don't have to push. I don't have to make anyone do anything. There's a different energy, and it's in my heart. There's a peace that's there that's different. We all have our own places, and I plan on being on a stage one day and talking about that while making millions. There's a time for that. There's a season for that. There's a foundation that's built for that. But I want to just remind you to notice in your business that you will be guided to do things, and your divinity wants you to have the financial overflow. Your divinity wants you to have the beautiful relationships that you feel deep intimacy and safety and seen and loved in. And first, that's a relationship with self and God. But there's something that is impulse. There's an impulse. There's a life moving through you that's summoning you to that next level. It doesn't have to be a looking outside and thinking something is out there and something is missing here, and now I better push and move forward to get there. I want to invite you to open up the floodgates and let it move through you. That's what took me to welfare, to $204,000 in 1 year. That it can also feel effortless while writing a book, while doing all this crazy stuff as a solo mom. That is possible. But in that state, I just believe that God was guiding me, that I was chosen. I was made for this, and I had something to do, and it was important work. Everyone here that came here for business, I want you to write it down and remind yourself that you were chosen, that you were made for it, that it's not a should I or shouldn't I. It's a, I was made for this. Let me step into it because I must be cultivated. For anyone that thinks it's going to be easy, it's not, because you have to be cultivated. But when you're sourcing from divine love, it's going to feel different. So that is my thing for you. Turn all the way towards divinity and let it source you. So we're going to go into this embodiment practice finally. I have a lot to say, as like this could be a multiple part something. And finally, before we go into that, what I want to share with you is something that I'm doing on Monday, because it's important, because I've never done this. I've never done this like this. For anyone that has worked with me privately, then you know my rates, you know what I've charged. For anyone that's been in an intimate, semi-private coaching, you know my rates, you know what I've charged. I did it 2 years ago with three women, it was $9,000. Something just moved through me that I was like, I wanna work with five women. I want it to be really intimate. And I wanna really unpack the layers of this, turning towards your divinity. really being sourced from the infinite well of divine love, letting that literally fuel and supercharge your life and your business. And I'm doing it, and it's crazy because it's 3 months and it's $3,000. But I'm doing this almost from a place of service, not a full service of like, I'm just volunteering because that's, I have a business. But I'm doing this because for these five women, I want it to be in a space where it just feels simple, easy, to the point, powerful, connected in sisterhood, but also very straightforward spiritual mentorship. So this is happening on March 3rd or March 11th, which is Monday, and we're going for 3 months. If you feel called to this, I want to invite you to it. I've never led a 3 month like this. There's some private time. There's three private sessions. That means once a month. And then you have something every week with me. We have a every other week group, intimate coaching, medicinal session. And then we have a Voxer day, one Voxer day every other week. So this is very intimate, but it's going to be full of revelations and very heart opening. If you feel called to it, I want to invite you to reach out. And if you just need to figure out the finances or whatever, still reach out because there's a PayPal pay later. That's a whole thing. But I want to share it with you because I just feel like there's something in the spring of seeds blossoming. There's something here right now. And you can do the other things and, you know, we can do business and it can feel hard, or we can learn to plug in and do it from love. And I feel like it's just, it's an activator. So you have that. For now, I want to drop into this embodiment piece. And what we're going to do is I want to tell you what we're doing so that you understand. When we're living, working, creating, our body has a memory of that. So for all of you that have businesses, if you've launched a thing, your body has a memory of like what it's like to launch. If you have a time where you've gone live or sold a thing or you went 100% and then you got a zero kind of return, your body remembers that. So the body's like, I don't want to go back there. I don't like that. We should stay where we are. That's why people have upper limits and they get sick before there's a thing, or there's like, I feel depressed. I don't know why I was so excited, but now that it's live and the page is up, I feel very heavy. Your body has to be on board. This is what I teach in Money Miracles, but I want to take it to a new level right now. It has memories of everything that you've been through, and no one else has your body. So that's why you have to give your body grace.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you are a part of this community, that we have this sacred space to get together and to connect to what's real, to what's coming up for you, what's true for you. And I'm honored to be a guide on your path, even if it's just through this podcast. But if you'd like to come closer and you'd like to work with me in different ways, whether it's private coaching or in one of my programs as they become available, reach out, say hello, send me an email. And in the meantime, if you have not left a review, I would love it to have your review on this podcast. Leave your review. Take a screenshot of the actual review and send it over to support@NicoleSylvester.com, and we will send you out a gift. It is one of the community favorites, a meditation that has been so popular, and it actually is for sale, but we'll send it out to you for free. It's the top money meditation that I've ever created. We'll send it out to you so you can begin tapping into all the money that's around you and really to the abundance that's coming from within you. Until next time, stay miracle-minded, expect good, expect miracles, and most of all, look at yourself in the mirror and see the good that is right there within you. All right, my friends, bye.